The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast, a very special edition of the Busted Open Podcast. It's an AEW takeover. We talked to my least favorite, Thunder Rosa, and she has some things to say about me that aren't pleasant. And we talked to AEW CEO, president, and owner, Tony Khan. That's right, it's Tony time right now on the Busted Open Podcast. The first guest on this takeover happens to be the one and only Thunder Rosa. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Oh my God, your horrible ass voice. Let me vomit for a second. I'm good, thank you.
Seriously, you're the first guest for this takeover, right? I knew Gabby was the
most special guest ever. That's why they have me first. I'm the opener because you know I'm popular. You know people love me, and you know this. I need to like talk about the elephant in the room. You know, I was there at your house not too long ago. I took over your house, and you know, your dog slept with me. I slept in the bed with your wife. It sounds a little bad, but you know, you had to have me first. I mean, let's make it real. Like the video that we had is the most popular video that you guys ever had. And it wasn't because of you. It was because of me. So you should say thank you to me.
Well, I'll say thank you to you when you finally say thank you to me. It was in this room. Believe me, I have to go through these emotional scars every time I do my show here in this room, because this is where you attacked me, Thunder Rosa. You're gonna be on with me for 30 minutes.
So, okay, sounds good.
All right, can you be professional for 30 minutes?
I am being absolutely professional right now. I woke up early. I put makeup on. I shower. I put perfume on. You know, and I'm looking like an adult right now, and I'm having an adult conversation. I'm not even cursing at you, baby.
I know, and I'm not cursing not even. At you. I'm not cursing at you. I'm going to be honest with you right off the bat. I think honesty is always the best policy before we get into some questions that I do have, because I want to have a conversation with you, Thunder Rosa. I don't want to have an interview with you. I want to talk things out. And you and I have a history together. Listen, I'm going to say this right off the bat, okay? And this is all honest. This is all – let me talk. This is all honesty, okay? This is all honesty. Put it right out in the open. I respect you, but I don't like you. I respect you because you are one of the top, not even just top female wrestlers out there, one of the top wrestlers out there. I think AEW, seriously, is very lucky to have you. You know, one of the top moments that I'm going to talk about is a moment, I think one of the top five moments in AEW Dynamite history is with you and a victory that you had, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. You are not an easy person to like. I don't like you. But as I said, I do respect you. So, like, do you feel like you have earned, especially since you've signed with AEW, do you feel like you've earned a lot of people's respect?
Absolutely, David. Come on, man. I mean, the numbers can talk. I feel like ever since I joined AEW, like my numbers at social media has grown so much. And like the interest that people have in the character Thunder Rosa, or, you know, the lack of, because it's like a big extension of me, you know, as a person, like you see me with no makeup on. People are interested in like, and something real, something that they can relate to. And I will say it's a lot of women, of Latina women and other women, they identify with her, with Thunder Rosa when she comes out of the out there and with her flag and showing so much confidence and respect. Like the women are like, are really excited to see it. So and kids too. Like I've seen a lot of kids lately. Well, the parents sent me the pictures of the kids painting their faces as Thunder Rosa. So that's a huge thing, man, because I'm a very different wrestler.
Yeah. And you mentioned social media, and you talked about all the social media attention you and I got when you attacked me in my own home. And a lot of people viewed it, and your social media is very, very strong. But and you also have the YouTube vlog as well that's out there too. So like, do you like that type of attention? I know you have an ego. I mean, I've met you enough to know that you have.
Oh my God! You're right. I thought this was gonna be a professional interview.
This is,
like,
this is a professional
right
question. Do you? But God. Do you like that attention? Do you like it? Because a lot of people come on this show seriously that talk about that social media is a blessing and a curse. Do you see it more as a blessing or more of a curse? Social.
Well, you have to be, it's a very fine line, you know, it's a very fine line in where you are sharing reality with what it's the kayfabe is, right? I think for me, in my case, I share my life, like my journeys, every time I travel and with a vlog, like I am very intimate and very natural. I don't like, let's say, to portray something that I'm not. And I don't have an ego, David. Let me just put that clear and make that clear. But yeah, it's a fine line, and you have to be very respectful and you have to set the parameters in your social media. I'm always setting my parameters really strong in social media in terms of like, I don't like to argue with fans. If they have their opinion, they have their opinion, and I let them have their opinion. I try not to get in arguments like that, because if you do, you lose it. And I have respect for people, and I said it multiple times, if people are disrespectful in my comments on YouTube, if they're disrespectful in my comments on Twitter or Instagram, I usually don't pay attention to those comments and have to delete them. I have to keep this very positive. This is for a lot of people, this is a place in where they come to get inspired, and they come to, you know, to be motivated. And that's what I use my social media for.
And, you know, you said something interesting. Seriously, you talked about not engaging with people who are negative. Like, how difficult, because I find myself, I've said this on this show before too, like I can get 100 positive comments, but it's that negative comment that like that's going to grab my attention. How difficult is it for you not to engage with some of those negative people?
You just can't. You just don't respond. Like, you just can't respond to every single person that has a negative connotation to what you're doing in life, you know? I mean, sometimes you want to respond because it really, like, it just gets straight in your heart. Like when you call me an egomaniac or egocentric, it really bothers me. But like, I can't respond to every single one. I send them blessings, delete them from my stuff, and keep moving on. Because imagine, it's especially in certain platforms, it becomes really toxic with people calling you that you're a man, that you're ugly, that you have a beautiful body, but you have an ugly face. It was just like, okay, well, thanks for the comment. Like, totally unnecessary. I wasn't asking you, you know, I don't go to your page and tell you like your hair looks ugly. Like, I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have so much time in their hands to say very disrespectful things in social media. And then when they see you, they don't have the guts to be like, yeah, you know what? You're ugly. Like, I really think you are a good wrestler, but you're like the most ugliest wrestler I've ever seen. I have yet to see somebody tell me that. And when they tell me, I'll be like, you're honest, but, you know, things can get out of my bubble.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. And I guess that's the price of being a celebrity as well. Now being a part of AEW, being on this tremendous platform that AEW has, being on national TV, did you see more? Like, I mean, now you are more of a celebrity. So have you felt those effects since you've joined the AEW roster?
Oh yeah. I don't know where to start. It's sometimes it's really hard because I'm not used to the whole, people definitely, getting 2 or 3 in the morning asking for pictures or like, I'm still trying to get used to it and it's hard, but you just have to manage all the stuff. You have to be like, it is okay to say no sometimes, especially if it's late, really, really late, or you're really, really tired. And the fans are, they understand. Mm-hmm. When I'm willing and I'm out there, I always take pictures with everybody as much as possible. And I try to be as polite as possible. I've been recognized in different places. Like I put it on my blog this week, I went to Miami to the beach and I was by myself. And then there were a couple of fans from Louisiana and they're like, "You're Thunder Rosa." And I was like, thank God I was wearing clothes. Because I'm serious, you know, I'm going to be wearing like a thong and they're like, "Oh my God, that's the rest of the ass." And I was like, "Oh, that's too much. Oh my God." So it's like, there is no separation now from reality to TV. So it's rough. It can be rough.
Why AEW? It seems like you're very happy with AEW, but what attracted you to AEW? Talk about that process now being a part of that company.
Oh my God. AEW for me was the best thing that could have happened because I'm just going to start talking about our leader or the owner, Tony Khan. Like Tony Khan is one of the most down to earth people I ever met in my life. From the moment I went there and how I was received, I was blown away. And I had a lot of conversations with friends that were in other companies and they were telling me how my destiny will be if I go with other companies and like how it would be if I go to AEW. And like I said, once, things started trickling down and it came to like, I'm like trying to text somebody important.
All right. So wait a second. Hold on. So you're on national radio. You're getting this opportunity to be on with me and you're texting while you're talking to me. And then you wonder why there's tension between the two of us. But, sorry to disrupt you with my show while you're texting somebody.
Please continue. Freaking story. Can you finish?
What? Why are you giving me that look? What? You have a question for me. What's the question you have for me? I can tell. You got that look on your face.
I don't have a question. I'm just kind of like going with the flow, man. Like I'm trying to have a good day and you're just being a little punk. Like you always are.
You make those remarks and during the break, you're on the phone and I know you're on the phone with my wife, Violetta. I could tell because you muted
Violetta. You know what I was telling her? I was telling her that I had a dream that there was a beautiful table at Southern Star Brewery. And like that table, that was a ring. And I saw you like flying from like the ring apron into the table. And you broke the table. I was like, Violetta, I'm just having these really violent, very, very vivid dreams about your husband. Like, it's like the anger and the hate that I have for him lately. It's just like I cannot wait to put him through a table or like, run him over with my bicycle or like something, I just want to, and she understands. He's like, yeah, I know. Like sometimes he like really pisses me off because he doesn't clean. Life. He doesn't feed the dog. Or like I leave him notes and he just doesn't do the dishes. Like I will totally put him through a table. Like we had a really, really, really good conversation about it.
I know
you don't want to hear that, but
her job is to do the dishes. Let me say something. All right. Honey,
let me tell you something. She goes out and she does all the work and she probably brings more money than you do. So for you to say that she has to do the dishes, it's so disrespectful. You don't want me to go back
I'm
to
I'm a star.
House,
I'm a national radio star. I can't be doing the dishes. I can't be doing the dishes. Let me tell you something. What's with this? You have this obsession with violence on me. I am not a wrestler. I don't claim to be a wrestler. Okay. I went to Buda, Texas to get my thank yous and everything else, which you refused to do. I'm not a wrestler. I'm not an athlete. I'm a 50-year-old man that does a radio show about pro wrestling. So the fact that you think I'm going to step in the ring with you and have a match, it isn't going to happen. You're an MMA fighter. You're a freaking pro wrestler. You're at the top of your game. I'm not stupid, honey. I'm not going to step in the ring and get...
You step on the ring already. You started all this crap, man. You took on when I said, hey, David, you want to come to Buda, Texas and maybe do something? And you're like, you know what? I'm not scared of you. So that was your fault. I beat your ass one time and I'll beat your ass another time. Even if it's not in the ring. Even if it's outside the ring. I don't care. I'll still beat your ass. I went to your house and beat your ass. So what will stop you?
This is what I'm going to do. All right? This is what I'm going to do. All right? Yeah. I am opening up. Listen to me. Let me talk. All right? This is my show. You're a guest.
Oh my God, you're such a punk. You're so disrespectful. You invite me to your show and then you tell me to shut up.
I didn't invite you to this show. Somebody else booked you. You think I'd book you on this show, you nuts?
Well, you need me. You need me to open the show so people can watch your show.
All right.
That's why.
All right. I'm going to open this up. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If anyone is listening that
ain't
has an athletic.
And nobody wants to help you. I'm telling you, nobody wants to help
you. I am asking for help. If there's somebody, you get the promotion of being on this show, you get the national exposure. If there's somebody out there that wants to have my back, all right, I'll be in the corner. Somebody that wants to actually step in the ring with you, I'm opening up the phone. I'll see if there's somebody out there. Okay.
I pity the fool that is going to do that because they don't know what they're getting themselves into if they do that. I'm serious. I have a lot of anger right now from a lot of things going on in my life.
877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. And never before has that Fight 93 actually meant what it means right now. If you are willing to get into the ring and fight Thunder Rosa in the name of Dave LaGreca, call. Guess what, honey? The phone lines are lighting up already. They're lighting up already because people want to take this off. Because I'm telling you, people don't like you. People don't like you. You got a big ego.
They don't like you.
Let me talk. You got a big ego. You talk a lot of shit. You talk a lot of trash. I you know what? I don't even know. I'm going to go to the first phone call that's on there. I'm going to go out to the first phone call. If somebody can. All right, here we go. There we go.
Hello.
Let me ask. Who is answering my phone call? Who is actually answering the challenge to step into the ring with Thunder Rosa?
Dave, I heard your cries for help, and I'm here to tell you, Lainey Luck is ready to be on your side. Oh, you think that's funny?
Oh, my God. Lainey, girl, how are you, girl? I know you're doing so well. If you guys don't know Lainey Luck, let me give you a story about Lainey.
Yeah, she beat your ass.
Okay?
Shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up. She is doing ROH. She's really hot in the indies right now. Check her out. Yeah. You know, she's a party unicorn. And guess what, David? I beat her at AEW Dark. So, Lainey, what do you got to say to me? What do you got to say to me?
Congrats.
What do you have to say to me, sister? What do you have to say to me? Come on. This is your time. This is your platform. Tell the people what you're going to do with Thunder Rosa.
What I'm going to do to Thunder Rosa, exactly what I did the last time we met on the Indies, girl. Don't you remember Underground? And how I almost...
When you almost killed me with your ass. When you flying ass hit me in the head and I broke a sink. I should have pressed charges for that. But did you tell them what happened later? Did you tell them who won? I won, sister. I won. And you know, Lainey Luck and I, we had really bad blood. She couldn't be the best person to get into this one. Lainey, you're going to come into my territory, Texas. Oh, I forgot. You were from Texas.
Into your territory? To go to... Are you kidding me? I'm from Texas. You're a Cali girl. You're not even from Texas.
It's true.
Girl, I took over Texas. Shut up, David. I took over Texas.
You
I'm Texas
over,
fucking wrestling right now.
You started your own little promotion and booked your little green girl.
Oh, my own girl. My own convenient. Little promotion.
You've been ready for how long? You didn't bring a Texas original.
Oh, let me laugh. Can you, what were you saying, sister? Tell me. I want to hear what you say. What
you say again? You're scared, Thunder Rosa. You're scared to meet me in my state.
She's made Thunder. I'm here, and Lainey Luck, who's now my new favorite wrestler, by the way, has just made the challenge. Are you going to accept that challenge? She stepped up and made the challenge. Are you going to accept?
David,
in the name of me, in the name of LaGreca, she accepted the challenge. Do you accept the challenge? You fraud. Fraud.
Hold it for, okay. I'm going to make it very clear. Lainey Luck, November 20th, you and I in Southern Star Brewery in Conroe, Texas. I have not wrestled in my own little promotion, sister. And guess what? This match is going to be all false count anywhere. And it's going to be a street match. So, David can be involved, but I have somebody that's going to be involved in my corner. David, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Lainey Luck, I'll be in your corner on November 20th. Aha, Thunder. Who could you possibly get in your corner? Who could you possibly get that's going to beat me and Lainey Luck?
Hey, everyone. It's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Feed the Noise podcast. From Monday through Friday, catch me and the good sir, Nate Lundy, as we take you through each day's best sports betting opportunities. Whether we're talking spreads, totals, props, or anything else, we will do our Fade 5 to give you the knowledge and confidence to place your bets. Always remember, fade or follow, that's up to you. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app. Free for most subscribers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Owner, president of AEW All Elite Wrestling, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, it's interesting because when you look at And I really truly believe that, you know, more than ever here in 2021, and I was talking about this with Nyla Rose, that you kind of have to open your eyes to different cultures, different ways of thinking, different individuals, how they think and how they react and their actions. And I think you really have to understand those if you're going to be open to different cultures and different kinds of people.
Absolutely.
I think... Let's just take the NFL for example. Some owners act in certain ways. There's not a uniform way to act. Some owners, you have some owners that are quiet and do it behind the scenes, and then you have owners like a Jerry Jones that's very vocal because he loves being the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. So he's a cheerleader for his team that he owns. And I feel that's the same way with you, Tony. And I know that with that there's some negativity. You know, there was the quote this week from like Eric Bischoff about, you know, shut up and wrestle. Well, you know what? For you, and you're very proud of what you are and what you've accomplished and how AEW, you know what? You're not somebody that's just going to shut up. You're vocal about it. And, you know, a lot of people have said about going head to head. Well, you did have head to head competition. You didn't ask for it. It came to you and you were able to win that head to head competition. You know, for you, did you even think about that? Like, oh, should I be quiet at certain times? Or are you just, hey, I'm Tony Khan. I'm proud to be the owner of AEW and I'm going to be vocal.
It's a great question, Dave. Well, I really like Eric, and I was kind of surprised by Eric's comments because they were coming from Eric Bischoff. And I think Eric Bischoff is probably the last person anybody would expect to say that they think the president of a wrestling company should be quiet. But then when it comes to head-to-head competition, like you said, Dave, we were in a head-to-head competition this past week. It was only 30 minutes, and I didn't ask for it. You know, we were in our time slot, and somebody came into our time slot aggressively. And it wasn't the first time, so, you know, they made a pretty aggressive move like that. And we generally responded pretty well and been very successful. This is the first time on a Friday we've gone head-to-head like that. And, you know, I thought it was pretty aggressive what they came in with. They loaded it up with the biggest stars they had. And I had to make a choice. Do I change up the card we have, which has got some big stars? But, you know, you have CM Punk, who's one of the biggest names in all of wrestling, and he's wrestling Matt Sydal, who's a great high flyer, a great technical wrestler, and very respected, but not the biggest box office name in all of wrestling. And that's a great match for the fans. And then I have to think, well, do I change that to a crazy box office match to try to go head-to-head? And no, I didn't. I stuck with the matches we had because I believe in our wrestlers, even if it wasn't necessarily the three most stacked matches. The irony is that this week's Rampage, you know, also came in very stacked, whether there was going to be head-to-head competition or not. You know, I generally try and make it a strong card, and that card was announced, the three matches, before I had any idea that we would be going head-to-head with anybody. And I was amused by Eric's comments. I like Eric when we're together, but, you know, this is the ultimate example, I think, of glass houses in some ways, knowing how Eric conducted himself when he was the president of WCW. And really he did ask for the head-to-head competition, and I think he said publicly, you know, I should be going for that. But I don't decide when the shows are on. This time slot, we had looked at a couple of different slots, and this was one that they thought would do well, and I was pretty supportive of because it allowed for there to be a really good block of wrestling on Friday night. And I knew there would be a good amount of people watching wrestling on Friday anyway. And it was effectively an opportunity for people to watch everything in one night. And when we got the head-to-head competition, I thought we need to respond. We need to win. And we did. I was surprised that the competition was going to be commercial free. I wasn't able to go completely after talking to TNT without them, but I was able to get it scheduled to where we could do Punk versus Sydal commercial free. But I thought it was even more impressive given that I was forced to take a couple breaks, you know, which is, it was really great of TNT to work with us, I thought, on short notice to push a break back so that we could have that match uninterrupted. And, you know, to me, it's not up to us when the show is on. In this case, somebody moved aggressively into our time slot, and it was just really important for us to do a good number and win the night, and we did. But I really wanted to rally the fans and put some attention on it. I also really believed we were going to win, and we did. And, you know, we've done really well in the demo, which is – the thing that advertisers and the TV networks use to rate the shows. And so I know TNT was over the moon, just very excited about how we did. And we put our chips in. And a really smart person in wrestling said this to me a couple days ago. And it's somebody who works in AEW. And what's cool about AEW is, you know, I don't think these are just my chips. I mean, they're everyone's. We're a team. And if you're on the AEW team, these are your chips too. And somebody said to me, you know, Tony, you put all of our chips in and you made this bet and we won. And it's awesome. And we're all so happy about it. And this is just a great time for us. And he was right. And we won because of our wrestlers and the great people that work here, and especially the fans. And I know Friday night isn't always the easiest time to watch a wrestling show, especially at 10 o'clock. But the fans have been turning out, and in different ways. There's a lot of ways to watch Rampage, whether you watch it at home on TV or on a tablet or at a bar on their TV or on your smartphone, which anybody, you know, for the most part with a phone these days can get the TNT app if you have cable or a streaming platform that subscribes to TNT. You can watch it on your phone on the TNT app. So a lot of people tuned in Friday to watch a show. I'm very gratified by their support. I haven't said much about it since we won, other than just thanking people for the support and some very brief celebration as the numbers came in, which is really in this world is really at the buzzer. You know, that's kind of the post-buzzer celebration. But since the numbers came in Monday, I haven't said much because I think those numbers speak for themselves. I'm just really proud that we won that head-to-head. You know, we didn't make the choice to go head-to-head for 30 minutes against the competition, especially when they decided to do 30 minutes commercial-free, and they lost. And I think it was great for us. But for Eric Bischoff, of all people, the guy who got lowered down on a motorcycle from the ceiling, the guy who challenged Vince McMahon to fight him, to say that somebody should be quiet, it's laughable. And Eric is doing an act, and I respect it. But let's be serious. You know, Eric used to be a wrestling company executive, and now he is a commentator. And as a commentator, he's trying to stir up controversy. But I think it would be pretty naive of anybody to look at this and not examine that the person talking is Eric Bischoff, who is the most outspoken wrestling executive of all time and somebody who got a lot of heat, but somebody who also just – look, if we're going to be honest, like the things I'm trying to do in terms of balancing these great stars we have, like the CM Punk and Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson and people who've come in with years of experience and they've got lots of time on television as a big TV wrestling star. And then we have the people that have emerged here and become TV wrestling stars in AEW, like Kenny Omega and Hangman Page and the Young Bucks. And you also have a whole crew of people that are the young stars. A lot of them are becoming young established stars on TV too. And whether it's MJF, Britt Baker, Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, and so many others, Darby Allin in particular, these are stars that I'm committed to keeping in AEW, not losing and building around. And, you know, when Eric says focus on the wrestling, I am focused on the wrestling and pushing these people and not running them out of the company like Chris Jericho couldn't get out of WCW fast enough. And Eddie Guerrero was put in his place. And the wrestlers were told by their boss that there's only three guys in the company. That when Eric said that Hogan, Savage, and Piper were the only three guys that had ever drawn money, of course, a slap in the face to a few other people in the room. But also, what does that say for the morale of the young wrestlers who are busting their asses every week? It just doesn't make sense. So I am happy and grateful to not go off like that every week and really only when there's a call for it, when there's, you know, competition brought to our doorstep and we have to respond. But, I, you know, I'm just really grateful for the fans, for their support. And I think there's nothing to talk about now because I think we did what we had to do last weekend and now we can enjoy it and also look forward to – great cards this weekend. And
yeah, and the proof's in the pudding, not, Tony. You know, yeah, Friday night on Rampage, you got Orange Cassidy going up against Powerhouse Hobbs. You have an AEW Women's World title match with Britt Baker and Anna Jay. So I think that shows you how strong the young talent on this roster really is.
Absolutely, and to have Andrade El Idolo versus Pac and to give them a main event spot and – have a match that I think is going to be one of the best matches we've seen on TV all year and really push it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, pushing the best wrestlers to the forefront and that's what we're about. And then Saturday we're coming back, you know, Bryan Danielson is going to wrestle in the Eliminator tournament this weekend. against Dustin Rhodes. And talk about two of the great veterans in wrestling, people that everybody's going to want to see in a dream match. And what blows my mind is these two guys have never gotten in the ring. They've never locked up. And to have Bryan Danielson versus Dustin Rhodes in the Eliminator Tournament, I think that's a dream match on Saturday nobody expected to see. But that's really only the start of a great card. You know, Eddie Kingston and Lance Archer also are going to be meeting in the Eliminator Tournament. I think that's a great match, and those guys have a lot of history. They've had past beefs, and even more so recently with Lance Archer being tied to Minoru Suzuki and Eddie Kingston teaming with John Moxley, they've had some wars. And even in New Japan Pro Wrestling, it's built into their matches. So I really think that's got a great opportunity to be an excellent match. And another huge match on the card is Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes Part 3. Yeah. And they've had two great matches. Malakai's really had Cody's number. And we've seen Arn Anderson really trying to strip down all the polish of Cody Rhodes and beat him down to the core, just psychologically kick his ass and rebuild Cody from the ground up. And we'll see how well it works on Saturday. But I'm really excited to see what Arn's been able to do with Cody. And I'm also excited to see Malakai Black. This guy has come into AEW this past summer, and he's on fire. He had such a great match this past Saturday on the first Saturday Night Dynamite of these two weekends. He came in and just had this great match last Saturday live against Dante. And Dante keeps getting better and better. And it was a clash of styles, but I thought they came together great and had a great opener on Dynamite last week.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producers are Gabby LaSpisa and Josh Friedman. Sound design by Neri Bayon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.